At 5 p.m, the news. But first, a Christmas treat. We present a Gold and Silver production, Christmas Crime at Work. Christmas Crime at Work.
Morning, Jenkins. Blimey, it's cold today, isn't it? Anyway, have you seen that new PC? She's rather, big, isn't she?
Oh, good grief. By the way, Chief Inspector Horndean wishes to speak to you straight away.
Okie doke, better get up there then.
Ah, plonk. As I was saying to Superintendent Boland here, you're one of our oldest inspectors. Things aren't like they used to be, I'm afraid, Plonk.
What do you mean, sir?
Hey, Plonk, as we're coming near to Christmas, maybe you'd like to have a drink with me. Superintendent Boland, would you like to share one with us?
No, thank you. I'm afraid I don't drink on duty.
Well, truth is, Plonk, how can I put this? I'm retiring. In fact, I'm being made to retire. And I'd say, you're being made. Well, if you think about it, that fiasco going round the world, that costs the force a lot of money.
Yeah, but...
And then there's all those other things that have gone wrong since. You're really out of control, Plonk.
Yeah, but...
Anyway, I dare say that Superintendent Boland may take a different line with you to me. The old order's changing.
Right.
Everything okay, sir?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. They want to see you upstairs.
Me, sir?
Yeah. Well, get a move on then, Jenkins.
Oh, good grief, sir.
Yes, thank you very much, Lynn.
Ah, Plonk. I see that you already have understood that things have changed round here. As your, boss now, I would like it if you could just order these papers for me first. They are slightly out of alignment.
Oh, blimey.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, sir.
Right, okay. Now, let's see what's on the list for today. By the way, we won't have any more of this sexist talk, and I think we're going to behave in a little bit more sensible manner from now on. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Answer the phone, then.
What, me?
Yes, that's your job now. Come on, hurry up.
All right, sorry. Hello, Sergeant Plonk here. Okay. Right, we'll get right onto it, don't you worry. Right, bye!
And that was?
Oh, it was the squad on the phone. We got to go out and pick up Dougie Dangerfield. They found him, you know, the drugs baron. Should we get going, sir? Come on, quick!
Plonk, I know you know the procedure. We need to fill out Form V431 in triplicate in order to requisition the car. Come on, Plonk, get the forms out.
Oh, blimey, sir. I don't know if we've even got one of them.
Three of them, actually. Well, you'll have to trot along now and go and get them.
Oh, blimey.
Right, so off we go now then, shall we? You know how to drive, I suppose.
Yeah, hold on a sec. I do. I do drive sometimes, honest.
A Oh, for goodness sake, Plonk. Look, I'll tell you what, I'll get out and I'll drive on this occasion, but you'll have to go on a refresher course. This is just ridiculous.
Yes, sorry, sir.
Right, just wait and I'll come round.
Okay.
Right, Plonk, so you get out now.
Oh, it's all right, sir. I think I've got it now.
Plonk! Oh, good grief.
Inspector Jenkins, I have to say I'm not very impressed by your first day.
Yes, ma'am. I have to apologise for our failure to apprehend Dougie Dangerfield. However, the paperwork is all up to date now, and I'm arranging for Sergeant Plonk to be retrained.
Yeah, that's a very nice necklace you've got on.
Sergeant Plonk, we are now returning to the office. Come along with me, please. Now, what was that all about in there? That was sheer insubordination. I'm quite shocked at you, Plonk.
I'm sorry. It's just her necklace. It was really good. And did you see? She got matching earrings as well.
Well, costume jewellery is being manufactured to a high standard these days. Right. Let's have a look at the time now.
Oh, I don't really want to go home. I'm going to have to tell Elspeth.
Well, my adage is, soonest out, soonest over, and there's no time like the present.
Yeah, it's the present I'm worrying about. How are we going to afford it? Oh, blimey.
Good morning, Plonk. I wasn't expecting to see you here.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get any breakfast at home.
Well, never mind that now. I've just heard there's an armed robbery at the builders in the High Street. They want us to get kitted up and get down there as soon as possible, so we better get going pronto.
Oh, right, sir. Blimey, sir. I wasn't expecting we'd have to wait this long.
Well, we have to go through the correct procedure, and Inspector Preverall isn't on duty yet. So we shall have to just simply wait until he's here to sign out the arms to us.
Yeah, but sir...
No, there's no need to worry. We're doing the correct thing here. Don't forget who's the boss, Plonk.
No, sir.
Damn!
Inspector Jenkins, I'm a great believer in paperwork myself. However, our first duty to the public is to catch the criminals, so perhaps you could make a little tiny bit more effort next time. Thank you.
Coo, sir, did you see? She got a different necklace on. That was a real good one, that one.
Really, Plonk, I can't quite imagine what your interest is in necklaces. That's all you've been talking about for the last 2 days.
Oh, sorry, sir. It's just I was going to buy Elspeth a really nice necklace at Christmas. But I've had to cancel it now. Anyway, that was a real corker, that one. I don't think I saw one like that in Argos. Blimey.
Never mind. Let's get back to some work.
Yes, sir. Is Sergeant Plonk speaking? Yeah? Oh, right, okay. What? Where'd you say again? Hold on, let me get a pen. Hold on. What'd you say? Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, got that. Okay, right, we'll be there in 10 minutes. Don't worry. Right, okay, yeah. Okay, see ya. Bye.
And what exactly was that? And how are you intending that we'll be ready to do anything within 10 minutes?
No, sir, really. This is really urgent. They found where the jewel thieves had got their stuff hidden. It's in a garage in Epworth Road. That was Dobby Glasgow on the phone. Look, we got to go now, or else we're going to miss them. Can't miss anything else. Look, just come with me. In fact, just go and wait outside. Don't ask no questions. Right, I'll see you in a minute, sir. Right?
Very well. I can see the sense in what you're saying in this particular instance.
Oh, come on, get going.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Get in, sir.
Where did you get this car from, Plonk?
Oh, look, the keys are always on the hook. I've got the shooters in the back. Come on, get going. I've got the car going now.
So tell me exactly what Nobby Edinburgh, or whatever his name was, told you.
Nobby Glasgow, sir. He said that he saw them unloading a white van into that lockup round the back. And it was all boxes of Cartier and stuff. So we're down here, right? We go round there, nip in when they're not looking, and just see what's what. I think that'll work all right, don't you, sir?
Maybe.
Yeah, Jenkins, I told you to be quiet, didn't I?
Sorry, sir.
Oh, sorry, sir. Oh, my God, look. There's poor Dobby. Oh.
Well, what have we got here? Two rossers. Yeah, we got your mate all right. Huh. He's piled up in that corner over there. And you'll be just the same in a minute. Shall I give him a whack on the head?
Jenkins, sir, are you okay? Open your eyes, but keep quiet. Look, we're all tied up here. I just wondered, have you got your phone on you? I don't think they've searched us. I can still feel my shooter in my pocket. Jenkins, wake up.
Sorry, sir. Yeah, my mobile phone is in my trouser pocket.
Right. If I can just... What I'm going to do is I'm going to try and crawl across to you, and then maybe I can hit 999 with my nose.
Sir, it's simply not working. I'm missing by a mile. You better stop. Ow.
Here, Jed, we've just got the last box to get in the van, and then we can count the money out, all right? Okie doke.
I say, sir, there's a screw sticking up from the ground. I just rubbed my wrist where the cord is, and I can feel it's coming loose.
Right, that's it.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Right, well, we'll start counting out the money while we're waiting for the chief to arrive, okay?
Right, there you are. You get counting with those and I'll count these. When do you reckon the chief's coming?
Did you hear, sir? The chief's coming. That must be the head of the gang. We can hold them up, but what about backup?
Don't you worry. I left a note on me desk. They'll be along in a minute.
Right, sir.
Right, on the count of three. Okay, one, two. Okay, stand against the wall. We are armed. We are armed police officers. Stand against your wall with your hands in the air. With your hands on the wall. Stand against the wall.
Okay, sir, I'll deal with this. Stand against the wall with your legs spread and your arms against the wall. Do not move or we will shoot you.
The chief said she got it all sorted out. What's going on?
Yes, indeed. What is going on? I had got it all sorted out, but unfortunately, my plan seems to have gone wrong.
Blimey! Superintendent, what are you doing here? You're not the chief! Oh my God, I knew those jewels were funny.
Well, it's good to be back, you two. I know it's only been a couple of days, but it's been a hard time. So, no hard feelings, Sergeant Jenkins.
No, sir, not at all. I discovered that I really wasn't cut out for the life of an inspector, and I'm very glad to be working under Inspector Plonk.
Oh, thanks.
Well, all there is left to say is Happy Christmas. You get back into your office and sort things out, and I'll see you after the lovely day. I like my Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yes, sirs.
Well, Jenkins, I'm off to buy Elspeth's necklace now, if the shop's still open. Otherwise, it'll have to be something out of Tesco's.
Yes, sir. Well, I thought I'd get going now.
Oi! Haven't you got some paperwork to do first?
For goodness sake.
That was Christmas Crime at Work. Inspector Plonk was played by Barbara Kay. Sergeant Jenkins was played by Barbara Kay. Chief Inspector Horndean was played by Barbara Kay. Superintendent Boland was played by Barbara Kay. Other characters were played by members of the cast. Christmas Crime at Work was directed by Barbara Kay and is a Gold and Silver production.
And there'll be another Inspector Plonk mystery at the same time next year.